MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
It is a good day for Apple fans. Any day that Apple releases new products is a good day. So Chris Miller is in to talk to me. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How's yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. It's an exciting day for you guys in the Apple world. I'm part of the Apple world too.
Yeah. It's a little bit nuts though.
But it's so Apple's made some new announcements. We knew that Lion was launching, and we've talked about Lion, and we might talk about Lion again in future weeks. But right now, I want to talk about new hardware. Two pieces announced today, a brand new MacBook Air and a new Mini. We'll talk about Mini next week. Let's talk about the Air this week. Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, I've always loved the Air. The Air is fantastic. It weighs nothing. For the solid-state drive that it has, gives it a real world of power. But the place that it's always really lacked is the processor. The Intel Core 2 Duo, especially the little low-powered one that Intel built for them, was never that powerful.
But everybody always said with the Air, you're not going to notice the lack of power because it's so fast because of the solid state drive.
It's true. You wouldn't notice it unless you were doing something beyond what one might call a clerical work. So obviously doing documents, looking at pictures, listening to music, you're totally fine. But of course, we also have phones that do that. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to do anything, editing a movie using Aperture or Adobe, the Air was not the correct device.
Did anybody want to do that? Was the expectation that this would replace a high-end MacBook Pro?
It was never thought to replace a high-end MacBook Pro, but some people were obviously trying to make it replace a low-end MacBook Pro, the $1,500, $1,200 models.
So they were loading Final Cut on it and expecting to be able to do some editing.
Yeah, they were putting a piano in the back of a Porsche and expecting to be able to move.
But with a solid-state drive, that means that they had to be plugging into something because they wouldn't have been able to have all their files on that drive. They would have had to plug in for an external drive. So you're losing all of that portability of the people. What are you thinking is what I'm saying.
They were trying to, round peg, square hole and just beating on it until it would react.
So in typical Apple fashions, instead of just letting people figure it out, they've decided to just make it way more powerful so that people now will try and edit on it.
Yeah, I mean, they upgraded it, which is probably going to cause a whole new realm of problems, but there we are. They've changed it so they're all the new Sandy Bridge, which is the new line that's in all the new iMacs and in all the new MacBook Pros.
Sandy Bridge is what?
Sandy Bridge is a type of chip.
Okay.
A type of processing chip.
Okay.
It's the new generation of chips from Intel.
Okay. And Apple's saying on their website it's like 2.5 times faster.
I haven't seen the actual benchmarks yet, but when they changed the speeds in the MacBook Pros and the iMacs, they all went up about 45% on benchmark, which means, say, if you're rendering a video in 5 minutes, now it's going to take 2.5 minutes.
Wow. So they've also, with releasing the new MacBook Air, which is dropped in price.
Mm-hmm. They normalized with the American prices, so we're not paying the $50 we live in Canada tax.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was nice.
Yeah, because I guess people were going down the States and buying it with a stronger Canadian dollar.
Yeah.
They were buying it they were saving $75 or $100.
Well, I always sort of said to people who mentioned that, well, it's about the cost of a tank of gas and a meal to get there and back.
Yes, yeah.
So it all equaled out in the way, but now they don't even have that excuse.
They don't even have to worry about it. But so the new MacBook Air is out, but they've also condensed the line. There's been some retraction.
They killed the book.
How'd they kill a book? I'm not ready for that.
It just the MacBook was sort of when Apple came back with a vengeance about 10 years ago, the MacBook was the workhorse that brought them in.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, it's been falling behind and not getting that many refreshes. And for the price to power ratio versus like the 13-inch MacBook Pro, it just wasn't there. You spend $1,000 or $1,050 for a MacBook, or you spend $1,250 for a MacBook Pro that is literally twice as powerful and has more ports. Mm-hmm. And it's aluminum versus plastic. I've always preferred the aluminum to the white plastic myself. Some people were the opposite, but there it is. Now all they're doing is the only people who can get MacBooks now are for educational institutions. So if you're UBC, not a UBC student, but if you are UBC,
it's not even available to students anymore.
You can pick up a MacBook.
Wow, I'm just not ready to say goodbye.
Well, you don't have to. Yours is still working well.
Yeah, but now it's, there's something about having a notebook that's still current, even if mine isn't the most current model, and that's going to have to go.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, MacBook. It's time. But the MacBook has been a faithful companion for me and my family for many a year.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good day. This is a sad day. I started off with saying this is a good day. It's actually a sad day.
Well, as I told you, we can make some little modifications to it to make it a super MacBook.
Yeah.
Make it Mighty Mouse.
And I you know what? I'm intrigued by the Air now.
Well, I know a guy who might be able to help you out with that.
Yeah, it's if you are interested in the new MacBook Air, I can think of no better place to go than down at Mac Station. You might be lucky, and Chris might be there, or he might not. In which case, you might be lucky. I'm just kidding.
That's
I'm just
funny. Teasing.
I was just snapping your chain. Thanks for coming in and filling us in on this. I'm a little melancholy now, though. I'm a little melancholy because an era is passing.
Change is hard, but it is often good.
Chris Miller, words to live by.
MacTech is brought to you by MacStation, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. MacStation, who said business and pleasure don't mix?